with all the injuries of defensive tackle, has this provided you with a unique challenge?
Well, not only challenge, but opportunity. We get to see what our defensive line and our defensive tackles can do. So, for example, in the first two preseason games, there's guys that may not normally enter the game until the third quarter that are in the first quarter against Drew Brees. What an opportunity to evaluate them. And we had some guys respond last week. You know, our younger defensive linemen, Jack Crawford, David Bass, Ryan, they made some plays. So they've been able to get experience. Now, we do want to see, and this is what's good about our defensive line getting healthy, we want to see our first unit play together. So it'll be closer to that in the next 2 weeks.
So how nice was it to get, sitting back today, walking back yesterday?
It was good to see those guys in. Vance is doing well. Pat practiced today some, so that was good. It's nice to see those guys.
How much did you get set behind in terms of all the communication issues that you talked about earlier, all the things you have to learn with all these new parts on defense, to having so many guys that have been out?
Back end, there's more communication from linebackers to DBs than there is to D-line. But what you want to establish with your D-line, and we did some extra drills today and we will continue to do these, is your fits, especially in the run game. You got to know when a guy gets singled, how he's going to fit that so that you can fit off of him. Like, say a D-line takes a gap and a linebacker replaces. So we do want to get Nick and Kevin and our starting linebackers working behind our starting interior tackles. So we're creating more drills to do that. But what's been good is they've had to learn technique playing behind a lot of different guys. And that's been good for them, learning the defense.
Do you have a timeline of Walker since starting preseason, week one in regular season? Are they not going to play the preseason, or do you not know that?
I don't know that. That's up to Dennis and Reggie. But what I do know is that I'm glad they're here practicing. Vance did well today, and it was good to see Pat. So that's up to my bosses.
With that, how careful do you have to be of getting him up to speed with only such a short time left and not risking overdoing it?
What I like about Pat is he knows his assignments. Pat is a smart football player. And so I don't think mentally he's too far away from knowing his assignments. It's more of a just getting reps. And that can be accomplished through drills and through team periods. So I'm excited about that as we go forward. So I think it's just going to be practice time and things like that. I'm not in control of the other stuff, so I'll play him as many reps. We'll play him on defense as many reps as we can based on the plan built by our trainers, our head coach, our general manager.
Been a lot of talk about how much it means to have Charles Woodson back there just as an example and a mentor. And this, how much has he gotten left as a player?
You know, Charles, his burst surprises me every day. The guy just covers ground. He had a couple more today. He had a couple interceptions at practice today. He's an amazing athlete. And that's why he's a big piece of getting this defense to where we want it to go in our black jerseys, and hopefully that cements his legacy, because he can still cover ground. He has that great ball skills. He's got the great feel for when the quarterback's going to release the ball, and that's still there. He's practiced all camp, and he still is explosive out of his stance, and that's what makes the great DBs great, is that ability to close the distance at the point of no return when that ball's in the air. He's showing that, and obviously, we hope it continues, but he's showing it.
Can you talk about CEO more as a pass rusher and where he's come from, where he's been? CEO as a pass rusher?
Yeah, definitely. CEO was better in the second game than he was in the first game. CEO's great thing, as I've said to you before and to everybody, is his position flexibility. Linebackers now need to be able to rush, drop, move, shed blocks, set edges because of the more spread offenses and the faster offenses. So the more you can do, the better it is. CO can and has shown those things through college and through the first two preseason games. He didn't make as many plays as he wanted to last week, and he learned a few things, like that Drew Brees can avoid him. So he learned that. And he's progressing. He was better with his get off. He was better pressing the pocket last week than he was the first week. Hopefully at the end of the week this week, he'll even show more to us. So he'll be used in I don't want to go to scheme, but he'll be right. Used in a lot of different roles, right. But he is progressing.
Getting back to Woodson, is he able to telegraph that closing to the ball to the younger players? I mean, being a mentor in other ways.
Yes, the more aware you are of the football, obviously there's only one on the field. Like I tell them all the time, it's my sarcastic comment, right? There's only one ball. That's our job, to get the ball. So the ball scores points, not the player. And when the ball is in the air, we got to go get it. Having Charles around, that stuff can be contagious. In the second half, you saw it, three straight drives, right? Sack fumble, a tip interception. Most interceptions comes on tips and overthrows. So we emphasize that a lot, and it happened three straight drives last week, and we got back in the game. So it can become contagious, and teams that Charles have been on, that's happened. So our guys are learning, and he'll whisper to them. He does a good job. He's been great with the young players.
I noticed you were working on those tipping drills this morning.
Yeah, we start the practice with one of our coaching circuits that is an emphasis on taking the ball away in all situations. We found some pieces we studied in the offseason. We found some pieces that we can do better to take the ball away more. And we emphasize those on our third down practice day, this day of the week.
You guys have incorporated, the offense here has incorporated the pistol. I know Denver and Kansas City in the division are doing it. More teams are in it. How much time did you yourself spend in the offseason studying it and just trying to come up with a defense to kind of counter that?
Well, one of the reasons that Coach Allen and Reggie had brought me in was my time at Stanford. And of course, you're playing the Oregon offense, you know, Chip Kelly, who does a great job with it. And what we did is, when we constructed our defenses, when we went in a room and said, what's best for the Oakland Raiders, all of our defenses have rules built in to play the pistol read option and the pistol formation. It's a formation that's it's easy for the quarterback to get away from the ball to see a little bit. That's why people use it. Some teams incorporate the read option or the things that you see. Others don't. Some people use pistol, like Denver's using it with drop back quarterbacks. But it's just so they can get the ball out of their hand faster. It's just like a shotgun. When that showed up, everybody's, whoa, this is cool. So people use it. So our rules are built in, whether they're in pistol, whether they're under center, whether they're in gun. And then we have some certain things that we can get to when we play those teams.
Looking forward to seeing DJ tomorrow. I mean, in particular, you could get him out there against Brandon Marshall. I mean, that's a nice.
Yeah, Brandon Marshall, all these guys, very excited to see DJ. I can't say enough about the character of the young man, and he has the movement skills to play corner, and he's had a good week of practice. He's got an interception both days so far. Excited to see him. He looks good in the black jersey, too. He looks good. Opposed to last week would be, we played fast last week. We did. We played fast if you watch us and compare us to others. We were moving around. I mean, Drew made some throws in little areas. That's what he does. He's very good. But the overall, just quicker process, quicker, just quicker, more like that rather than there's a couple pauses in there. And to be able to handle those situations, we don't care on defense. I don't care where they get the ball or what time's on the clock. It's our job to go on the field and stop the offense. We need to handle that situation better, and the players they're ready. They said, JT, we're going to do this. So that's a good thing. That's what we want
to
see.
Is there something to be gained from the fact you guys have been put in some off-color situations and have held teams to three? I think Drew one touchdown pass. The Cowboys had you pinned, and you kept it to three. Is that something good that you've seen?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We say one of the things that we say when we take the field is, who cares? We don't care where they get the ball. It's our job to stop them. That's what you have to do to play great defense. The Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl last year. They weren't a great yardage defense. But what did they do? Where did they stop them? And where did they stop them when it mattered the most, at the very end of the game? In the red zone. They're third in the NFL in red zone defense. So the opportunities that have presented themselves in preseason have made us better. And we like it when it's that hard, because that's how you get better. You got to like things hard. This is a hard business. Those quarterbacks are good. So we like it when it's hard, and it's only going to make us better.